welcome to my episode of Homeless History. I kind of turned to my handy friend Netflix and was able to watch a really interesting documentary one weekend. I'm such a nerd. I love anything that has to do with American history, and you can find a lot of great things on Netflix. But I watched something that was called The Roosevelts and Intimate History, and it chronicles the lives of Theodore, Franklin, and Eleanor Roosevelt, three members of one of the most prominent and influential families in American politics. It's one of the first times in a major documentary television series that their individual stories have been intertwined into a single narrative. And it's kind of crazy because it's a 7-part, 14-hour film, and it follows the Roosevelts for more than a century, from Theodore's birth in 1858 to Eleanor's death in 1962. And over the course of those years, Theodore would become the 26th president of the United States, and his niece Eleanor would marry his fifth cousin Franklin, who became the 32nd president of the United States. And together, those three individuals not only redefined the relationship Americans had with their government and with each other, but it also redefined the role of the United States within the wider world. The series encompasses the history the Roosevelts helped to shape, the creation of national parks, the digging of the Panama Canal, the passage of innovative New Deal programs, the defeat of Hitler, and the post-war struggles for civil rights at home and human rights abroad. It's also an intimate human story about love, betrayal, family loyalty, personal courage, and the conquest of fear. So if you are a big nerd like me and have about 14 hours to dedicate throughout the next couple weeks or whatever as the weather gets colder around the country to this documentary series, I think it's really interesting, and it paints a picture about the Roosevelts that I think a lot of people aren't as familiar with, and I think a lot of that has to do with the history that's cherry-picked and put into our American history textbooks. So as I was writing and watching this documentary, there was a single line by one of the historians that really struck a chord with me that I wanted to talk about the most. And his name is George Will, the historian, and he talked about Franklin Roosevelt specifically. And Franklin Roosevelt, for those of you that aren't as familiar with him, is probably one of the most beloved presidents that we have in the U.S. overall. He was elected. I think he had the most terms any president ever had. I believe he was elected 4 times. He died while he was in office. There was a lot of pomp and circumstance that surrounded his funeral. Just very, very beloved. But what a lot of Americans don't really understand is that a lot of his policies were detrimental to the future of America. And this historian, George Will, talked in episode 5 and just perfectly captured the importance of Franklin Roosevelt. And he says, and I quote, "The presidency is like a soft leather glove, and it takes the shape of the hand that's put into it. And when a very big hand is put into it and stretches that glove, it stretches the office. The glove never quite shrinks back to what it was. So we were all living today with an office enlarged permanently by Franklin Roosevelt." And I think that's really important because when you look at a lot of the things that Franklin Roosevelt did, I mean, he was very much into big government. I mean, you look at the New Deal, you look at the taxes, you look at just how government was expanded. And you have to think about this time. I mean, we were coming out of the Great Depression. Europe was a mess. World War II, I mean, Hitler, we had just had all of these things that were kind of snowballing into this massive amount of fear that a lot of Americans faced at this point. And obviously, I wasn't alive, but I can, you know, talk to people and read a lot about what was going on. And I had relatives that fortunately are still alive that I was able to interview a bit, and the country was very scared, and people didn't have a lot of money. There wasn't a lot of hope. And when you have someone that's as articulate and as beloved as Franklin Roosevelt that says, trust me, I'm going to pull you out of this poverty. I'm going to defeat Hitler. I'm going to do all of these things and make everything great again. You start to trust your government more and more and more. Now, of course, at the time, and this documentary shows, you know, just how much, you know, these fireside chats that he would have with the public, how people would listen in, how he talked to them like a father figure, and how they began to trust their government. They trust him, they trust government, and it really does stretch the presidency. And I don't think a lot of people realize how a lot of these policies went ahead and just really reshaped what the president does and what that office is meant to do. And so we talk about the New Deal, we talk about welfare, and we talk about getting people out of poverty. I think everyone wants peace, prosperity, and happiness for everyone, but does that come at the expense of other Americans? You know, and we can talk for hours about the philosophical reasoning behind taxes, but I really just kind of wanted to put this quote into people's heads and to really have them think about the office of the presidency, what the president should be doing, and how it is like the soft leather glove. And how really, when you have someone like Franklin Roosevelt, and you know, you can compare him to Barack Obama if you want with the Affordable Care Act and how the government kind of oversteps its bounds. I think if you look at a lot of historians and a lot of professors even, I mean, big nerds like me that love to, you know, discover new things about American history and policy, you'll find that they're very, very similar. And when it comes to the New Deal, when it comes to government welfare, I personally believe that government does overstep its bounds in that way. So you can kind of compare the two with, you know, these grandiose plans that are going to bring all of this prosperity to everyone. But, you know, you look at what the Affordable Care Act is doing now, for example. Obamacare co-ops are failing around the state. Premiums are up. It's a little bit of a disaster. Is it coming from the right place? I mean, you could say absolutely. You know, everyone wants everyone to be healthy. I don't think there's a single politician out there that doesn't want the best for people, right? But when you take that prosperity and you take those funds from other people, I mean, it's redistributing wealth is what it is. So if you have the chance to take a look at this documentary and really, you know, ask listeners to think, you know, is this politician, put that towards that analogy towards any politician that you encounter, whether that be at the county, the state, or the national level. Is that person making that soft leather glove larger? Are they stretching and are they going out more than they should? You know, if they're overstepping their bounds, then that's probably not within your best interests. I really don't think that big government is the answer to everything. I believe that people can solve their own problems and can take care of themselves and can stand up for their own rights. I really do believe that it is the only right. I really think that the government's place is to come in when other people's rights are being infringed upon. So I believe that ultimately, you know, you all have the ability to make decisions for yourselves about what you do with your life, how you pursue your own happiness, what you do with your own money. So really kind of take that into consideration. If you have the opportunity to watch The Roosevelts, An Intimate History, it was put out by PBS about a year ago. It's really interesting to see the dynamics of the country and how they changed throughout, really, I mean, a couple of presidencies. We're going from Theodore Roosevelt all the way down to Franklin Roosevelt, and then when his wife Eleanor died in the early 60s. So definitely take a chance to watch that program if you have the opportunity. But that's just definitely something that I wanted people to think about. Think about the Roosevelts, how they have helped to reshape American culture and a lot of our policies. I hope you all enjoyed and were able to learn a little bit more about the Roosevelts. Tune in for next week's episode of Homeless History with the Remzo Republic. I am Chloe Nagnos. Thanks all.